Welcome to Catholic Sports View, a look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here's your host, Bob Gibson.
Welcome one and all to Catholic Sports View. I am Bob Gibson, and we are, of course, brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Orange. Well, it's a big week as it's the annual Modern Day versus St. John Bosco CIF final. Well, not really, but the football community is used to this game happening in the Division I final almost every year. It's Modern Day and St. John Bosco, and once again this year, that will be the matchup as we go into the Division I finals. And Servite, of course, is in the Division II final, so we have three Trinity League teams that have got a chance to win a CIF championship in football this year, and we sure are excited about the opportunity to do that for our Trinity League schools. Let's focus in on that D1 final, first of all, and we're going to talk about the Monarchs and the Braves. Modern Day is 11-1 overall, 4-1 in league. Their only loss of the season so far, the shutout loss to St. John Bosco just a few weeks ago. Obviously, a shocking development at the time, as nobody saw that one coming. Nobody thought the Monarchs would be shut out. 20 points was the lowest amount of points they had scored. That was back in week 5 against St. Francis Academy. Other than that, they were routinely putting up 30, 40-point games throughout the season. So for Bosco to shut out Modern Day was quite an accomplishment, which gave St. John Bosco, of course, the Trinity League Championship once again this year. Modern Day comes in with wins in the bracket over J. Sarah in the first round, 38-0. And then they took care of Sierra Canyon very easily. That was a bit of a surprise as well, as a lot of people thought Sierra Canyon had the best shot to make this not a Modern Day St. John Bosco finally. But the Monarchs won 42-14 over Sierra Canyon to secure their place in this final football game for the championship. We went to the CIF luncheon on Monday, and all the coaches gathered that are playing for a CIF championship in the Southern section. Got a chance to catch up with head coach Frank McManus and asked him about this big matchup. How exciting your first year to get a shot at a D1 title?
Yeah, you know, it's fun to be here. It's an exciting experience. The good thing is I've been here as an assistant coach from that standpoint, but it's always a little bit different with the hoopla that goes along with it as a head coach. I don't think anything can prepare you for a season taking the helm of Modern Day football and then obviously getting to this point. So
that was going to be my next question. You prepared for this game many, many times before, yeah, but not as the head coach. Is it different?
It is a little bit different. I think you learn from being as an assistant and an assistant defensive coordinator. You're in charge of a certain group, you know, whether it's your position group or the defense. And so you learn throughout the season where you pick your spots as far as to motivate, to interject your energy, and things of that nature. So you really start to rely and delegate down to other coaches to figure out what their roles are going to be, who's going to be that person that like was in my role over the last 8 years, you know. So it's from that perspective it's different. And then preparation and knowing what I need and understanding the bigger scope of things from the team is also a little bit of a transition and different change, you know, because obviously being involved in a lot of the X's and O's over the last several years and now passing that down and not being as involved as I had been in the past is a bit of a change too. So I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to that. I like to be really involved in the X's and O's portion.
I know you don't get obviously caught up too much in the press clippings, but a lot of people were looking so much forward to that Sierra Canyon matchup this past weekend, thinking Sierra Canyon had such a great team, and they did. But your kids seem to really get up for this game. It's the old saying, playing your best football at the end of the year.
Yeah,
the Monarchs are doing that right now. It looks like.
Yeah, no, I think that Sierra Canyon team was. We felt that was the best offense we had faced all year. So coming into the game, the kids did a great job of preparing all week. I thought the coordinators did a great job preparing the kids all week, and I thought we put one of our best foot forward against that team. That was that team was exceptional, and like I said, I thought it was great to see the kids come out motivated and really focused. I think that was the biggest piece, is the focus that the kids showed at the beginning of the game in the locker room and just coming from the grotto.
It looked like the maturity of this team after the Bosco loss really showed through, right? They just sort of put that in the rearview mirror and took care of business the rest of the way. Now the kids get their next shot at you know, avenging that loss.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, the boys, I think they really do try to hone in and focus every week. But obviously, losses will do that too. You kind of go back, you take a look at yourself in the mirror, and you kind of reevaluate where we're at, and you say, okay, you know, what's the next step? What do we need to do differently? What do we want to do the same? And I think as a coaching staff and the players, we all did that. And like I said, now we're moving forward. And we'll find out if some of those changes and some of those things that we did to make adjustments, if it pays off on Friday.
You've obviously got a senior quarterback who's been here and done this many, many times already. You know, you're excited to see how he's going to respond and what he's going to be able to do on Friday night?
Yeah, obviously Elijah's been a great modern-day student athlete for all 4 years. I've known him and his family since he was in fourth grade, so it's really been an honor to kind of watch him grow over the years. And then coming to this point, where he's about to graduate modern-day, it's exciting to watch. It's exciting to see. I know he's excited about the opportunity to play on Friday night again. I think not only Elijah, though, but I think there's a lot of seniors. There's a lot of players that are really happy to get back involved in this type of a game of this magnitude. So we're excited to see him. I'm excited to see him perform and put his best play on the field this Friday night.
It's Modern Day Bosco one more time, and it's always an excitement when the Monarchs and the Braves get together. Exciting for you to match wits with Coach Negro and his staff again as well?
Yeah, you know, it obviously is going to be a fun game. It's a good staff he's got over there. We're excited at the opportunity to play against a great team again. So we've been able to face three great teams in the playoffs thus far, and it just keeps getting better. So I think that's a credit to CIF and the Southern Section here. Like, we've got a lot of great football in Southern California that gets played, and each week there's the potential for a team to win. So CIF, Southern California, I think has the best brand of football anywhere in the country, and like I said, you get to see it on display on Friday night.
Once again, Coach McManus, not a stranger to this championship game, certainly as an assistant coach, but his first chance as a head coach to win a CIF championship. So quite an accomplishment after Coach Rawlinson retiring after such a long run, 42 years at Mater Dei, and to have this chance and opportunity for head coach Frank McManus to win this championship in his first year. Quite an accomplishment if the Monarchs can avenge that loss to St. John Bosco from a couple of weeks ago. All right, speaking of the Braves, Coach Jason Negro and his Braves, certainly not a stranger to this championship game either. They only lost one game this season as well, a 30-23 loss to Kahuku. That was very controversial at the time. That was back in the middle of September, but that is the only blemish on the record for the Braves this year. So neither team is the top team in the nation coming in, which we often see in those Max Preps rankings. But Bosco, nevertheless, took out San Clemente in the first round of the Division One playoffs, 35-10, no problem there. And then the thriller with Corona Centennial. A lot of talk about the end of that one, too, as there was a final play where a quarterback might not have been down. There was the whistle blown. A lot of controversy in that one. Centennial had a shot, certainly, to win it at the end, but it didn't happen. The Braves took it 43-42 over a very good Corona Centennial team. So that's a little bit of a scare. So different paths to this final for both teams. Modern Day really cruising in with two big wins, and Bosco having a scrape and crawl and get through it to get past Centennial by 1 point. Certainly they are the defending CAF champions, St. John Bosco, and they would like nothing more and to put another championship plaque inside the gymnasium there on the Bosco campus in Bellflower. And head coach Jason Negro certainly done that enough times. He knows how it's done. And we asked him how the Braves are going to do it again this year. I know some people think this is probably old hat for you by now, but it never gets old, right? It's always an excitement every year to get to this point.
Right. You know, I mean, no two teams that you ever bring to this thing are ever the same. So this is my 11th time being in the CIF Southern Section championship game, 9 times at Bosco, and I came twice at Tribuco Hills. So it is a new experience for me, and I get to bring 5 new players. And each one of these games has been completely different, and I'm just incredibly blessed to be in a position and an institution that allows me to be able to compete in a game like this.
Yeah, what a road it's been this year to get here, shutting out Mater Dei and then and winning a league championship, and then the nail biter this past weekend, right? I mean, this is what coaching is all about, right?
Yeah, without question. I mean, you know, it's really exciting to be able to compete at the level at which we do and play national teams all over the country. And I think ultimately it's prepared us to be in this situation. And when it was all haywire was breaking loose, last week against Centennial, our kids remained pretty poised. They were able to make the biggest plays when they needed to at the right times, and we escaped with a one-point victory. But that's a huge win for us because Centennial is a very good football team, extremely well coached, and they provide you a lot of, you know, problems with the schematics at which they, you know, bring into the game, especially offensively. So I could not be more proud that we were able to get through that game. It was one of the games I was most nervous about going into the entire season.
When you get in a dogfight like that, is it really about getting your leaders, your seniors, and really kind of riding them and hoping they can get you to that point because they've been there before?
Yeah, well, you have to have experience, and you have to make sure that those guys are the ones that are going to be able to do it, because they're on the field. We're not out there with them, so they're going to have to make the adjustments. They're going to have to pick each other up. And Centennial played with such a fast tempo that we didn't have a lot of time to be able to communicate with our kids. So, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit. They were the ones that had to bow their nets, and they had to find a way to dig deep. And like I said, they made the biggest plays and the biggest moments, and that's what you expect veteran leaders to be able to do, and they did a great job of it. I give them all the credit. Those kids were phenomenal.
Bosco Modern Day, one more time. This is always fun. I know there's a narrative that this game is like the annual game, but these really are the top two programs in the nation. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure. And I know a lot of people get, you know, tired, and there's a lot of fatigue when it comes to Bosco Modern Day, but I'm not going to apologize for it. I think that we do a great job at our program, and we have high standards, and we want to continue to do that. And, you know, I think they do the same for them. And at the end of the day, you know, you want the cream to rise to the top, and you want to see the best product that Southern Section can put on the field, and that happens to be Bosco and Modern Day this year, and we're going to continue to do this for a long period of time. We're not stopping. We think our best brand to go national. We want to compete against some of the best programs, some of the best coaches, because that's the only way that you can truly measure how successful you are as an individual and as a program. So our kids, you know, understand that belief. They're built on that, and that's kind of the standard that we have set at Bosco, and we're going to continue to do that. And I enjoy playing and competing against the best coaches out there in the country. Matt Logan's certainly one of those. And, you know, Frank's on his way.
Because you've done this so many times, you know, is it the same every year to lay out your practice week?
Oh, yeah. The format doesn't change a whole lot. You know, we're not a copy and paste type program. There's going to be a little wrinkles to it. We're going to adapt and adjust the way we need to. But the formula is set. We have a pretty good understanding of what we need to do. And like I said, we've been in this game at the Division I level 9 of the last 10 years, and that's pretty impressive. So there's not a whole lot to change. We just got to make sure, you know, that we make the necessary adjustments and prepare our kids to the best of our ability, and we're going to do that.
It's the old saying, you know, playing your best football at the end of the year, but it really looks like the Braves are doing that right now.
We are. I talk to our kids all the time that we don't want to peak in August, September. We want to try to peak in November and December, and that's what we've been able to do over the last couple of years. And certainly right now, I feel that our football team is playing its best. We're a healthy football team. We're a motivated football team, and we have an opportunity to do something that's never been done at Bosco, and that's win back-to-back Division I titles. So we're going to go hard, and we're going to prepare hard, and hopefully, you know, if things go our way and we get a couple bounces, you know, go our way and have a little bit of luck, we'll be able to do that. So I like this group's chances. We just got to go out there in 4 days from now and see if we can get it done.
Again, St. John Bosco head coach Jason Negro, and he's confident that his team can do it one more time and defeat Modern Day for a second time this season. That would be another accomplishment as well. These two teams used to kind of swapping wins and losses against each other. Whoever usually won in the regular season ends up losing in the championship game. We've seen that happen enough times over the past couple of years. We'll see if the Braves can do it. And with that defense, man, what a unit that is, and what a job they've done all season long. It's going to be a thrilling championship game Friday night at the LA Coliseum, and we're looking forward to it. And no matter what, we're going to get a Trinity League championship out of that football game, and we're excited about that here on Catholic Sports View. Now, we did talk with Servite head coach Chris Reinert at the banquet as well. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties with the interview that we did with Coach when we got back to put it all together. Unfortunately, the interview we do not have, but I can tell you that Servite and the job they've done this year to get to that D2 final is really something to behold. Good luck to the Friars. They're going to play Mission Viejo in this game, and Mission Viejo is a power in Southern California each and every year. Don't forget, Servite just won a single game a year ago. Chris Reinert was hired to come in and turn around this program, and boy, there's no better way to turn around a program in 1 year than to take that team to a CIF championship final, and certainly the Friars ready to go in this one. after some big wins in the playoffs to get here. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see if Servite can just keep this season going. 8-5 overall. They only finished 1-4 in league. So quite a run through this final, defeating Sarah. Man, Sarah is such a great program. 28-20, Servite got that victory. Sarah was just cruising this season, having a great year. But Servite has just caught fire in the postseason. So we have a chance at a second Trinity League team getting a championship. And what would that be like to have two Trinity League teams win CIF titles in football? We've got that opportunity. And boy, we're sure praying and keeping our fingers crossed for the Friars this weekend in this big matchup against Mission Viejo. It's a big time matchup between two great programs here in Southern California. Really looking forward to both of these football games this weekend. So because of our technical difficulties, we're unable to bring you that interview with Coach Reiner. We apologize to Coach and we apologize to Servite. Unfortunately, sometimes these things you can't anticipate until you get back and you're trying to put your stuff together. And when you're on location at an event, you're not always sure when these things take place. So unfortunately, we're not able to hear that interview, but we're looking forward to it. We're going to wrap everything up with next week's podcast, and we'll go through all the championship highs we're hoping for in these two games, and we'll recap everything next week. All right, it's a short week for everybody here, including us here at Catholic Sports View with Thanksgiving. We wish everyone a happy and blessed Thanksgiving, and we hope the year has been good to you, and we all have very much to be thankful for this year. I do as well, and I thank God for everything, including this podcast. We get a chance to talk with you about Trinity League football. It's my honor and my pleasure to be able to do that each and every week right here at Catholic Sports View. So from us to you, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hopefully you get to spend it with family and friends, and it's a good time for everybody. So that will wrap things up for us here this week at Catholic Sports View. And then the winter season right upon us, we're going to continue on with our basketball previews, wrestling, and every other sport in the winter. We're going to get to everything right here as it pertains to the Trinity League on Catholic Sports View. And of course, we are brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Orange. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports View, exploring where athletics meets faith, a production of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. Tell a friend about this podcast and be sure to share on your social media platforms. We'll catch up with you again next week, right here on Catholic Sports View.